Now, new research indicates that the housing crisis is exacerbating the impact of domestic violence on Irish women and children. Researchers from Good Shepherd Cork and Tusla found that many women and children are unable to escape abusive homes because there are no alternative accommodation available. The qualitative study they carried out also suggests that many children who grow up in a family where there's domestic violence are likely to go on to experience violence in their adult lives. Well, I've been to Adele House, a facility run by Good Shepherd Cork, to find out more. And just a word of warning that the report you're about to hear does contain some graphic descriptions of violence which may not be suitable for younger ears. Cork City at Christmas time. On the streets outside, the festive newspaper The Hollybough is being sold, along with The Echo. Elsewhere, musicians add warmth to a cold winter's day. But the festive atmosphere betrays a growing problem. Cork, like many cities in the country, has a housing shortage. And in the doorways and alleyways, homeless people sleep. The problem of homelessness is having another serious impact too on women and children who are victims of domestic abuse.
Basically, I was in a relationship that was smothered with domestic violence and emotional abuse, mental abuse. There were times where I was sexually abused by my ex-partner, and I was trying to exit the relationship safely.
This is Emily, not her real name, and we've distorted her voice to protect her identity. She became homeless after leaving an abusive relationship.
I suppose the most severe thing he did to me was try to strangle me in the bath, and he would have dragged me from the bottom floor to the top and then put me in the bath and tried to strangle me, and that would have threatened my life the most. But other things he would have done would have been, like, there was one time where he threw a cigarette box at me and hit me right in the center of my eye and caused my pupil to bleed out and I couldn't see for a month. Another time he injured my coccyx bone and I was just disabled practically for 6 months. Another time he threw a brush at me from the top of the stairs, which cut my head, and the blood from that injury was spewing onto my children, and it was non-stop. Like, he dealt with his emotions through violence and verbal abuse.
Emily left the relationship and entered homelessness, living in a hotel room.
There were people using heroin on one room beside me, and there was people alcoholically addicted on the other side of me. So in order for us to stay in the room, we had to be very quiet because these people were knocking on the door and we were very vulnerable. So it was in our best interest to stay on the street until bedtime, really. I enrolled the children in a local kindergarten, and from there I would drop them in the morning and then I would really roam the streets until I collected them, and then we would roam the streets some more, and we primarily hung out in park. That became our safe haven. I would carry a backpack with me with blankets and provisions, supplies, anything we needed, but essentially the city was our home.
Adele House is a shelter for women and children run by Good Shepherd Cork.
So this is the kind of space that somebody will come to when they come to Adele House.
Emily and her children eventually made their way here to seek help, like many others in similar circumstances.
So we have a bunk bed and a single bed. We have one wardrobe and we have some cooking facilities.
Colette Foster is the manager of Adele House.
Like, we've had people stay here for up to a year, some of the single women. So it can be difficult.
So there'll be three women here, mm-hmm. Staying here.
Yeah, and just to say, I suppose one woman that's staying probably on that top bunk has gone out to work today.
Idel House accommodates women on their own in one section of the building and women with children in another.
I'm here nearly 6 years, but I'm working with homeless families in Cork for nearly 22 years.
Oh, yeah, right.
And as she showed me around, Colette Foster said they're now beginning to see children who came here with their mothers some years ago return as adults with their own children.
We've actually had our first child from the current homeless crisis come back with her own two children. And I suppose that was at a very early stage of the crisis when she lived here with her family, with her mom. Yeah. And I would have spoken to her about what she thought would have helped her when she was a child experiencing homelessness. And she would have said that one of the main things she was really sad about losing was her education. And she spoke about standing outside a training centre with her sister for an hour, each of them daring the other to go in, but it didn't go in, and she never went back to education. She just said if there'd been somebody to guide her through that process, maybe things would have been different. So I suppose what we're really trying to do is put in those supports for the children so that we can help them through that and just give them more opportunities to try and prevent the likelihood of them coming back into homelessness.
And that cycle of homeless children themselves ending up homeless as adults is something which is reflected in new research carried out by Good Shepherd Cork and TUSLA, the Child and Family Agency. It shows that children who grow up in a family where there's domestic abuse and violence are very likely to go on to experience violence and often homelessness in their adult lives.
The link really is that a significant proportion of women and children who come into homelessness do so because of domestic violence.
Alison Aldred is Chief Executive of Good Shepherd Cork.
I think we recently commissioned this research. We had a researcher come in and she did sort of in-depth interviews with 30 of our service users. And from that, over a third had come into the service specifically because of domestic violence. And that fits with wider research, other studies, other agencies, other countries, where typically more than a third, perhaps up to about 40% of women going into homelessness services are assessed to have done so because of domestic violence.
And she says their research also shows that the housing crisis is exacerbating the problem of domestic violence for women who often have nowhere to go when they're abused.
There's a huge shortage of affordable accommodation. There's also really a shortage now of emergency accommodation. And so what we're seeing women, and particularly women who are coming because of violence, because they've had to sort of flee a violent home. I mean, we do see women going back into violent homes, sometimes with children.
The research points to the need for enhanced supports to prevent children from entering homelessness when they themselves reach adulthood.
Most of the kids that come to me have obviously already been identified as being exposed to some sort of domestic or sexual violence. Sometimes the parent, the perpetrator, which is often the father, has been put into jail. They've been exposed to their mother being hurt, exposed to the father locking the mother out, exposed to all sorts of violence and abuse.
Edwina Sherry is a child support worker specialising in domestic and sexual violence, and she works with children who've been exposed to abuse to help them to learn how to cope.
The first thing you want to do is build safety within a relationship, because these children have learned that relationships are dangerous. They're not safe, and at any time something bad could happen. And what we know is that if you're constantly experiencing those states, they become traits. So what I do is do with children what I would do with children is play games, interact with them, introduce myself, ask permission, and then maybe we might explore some family dynamics. We might explore about feelings. How did that feel for you? I might actually help them talk through the narrative of what's been going on for them.
And these are the type of supports which have helped people like Emily and her children.
It was like being wrapped up in cotton wool when we came in, emotionally, mentally. We were allowed the freedom in this establishment to, be traumatized and to be affected by what we had been through, whereby we didn't have that opportunity when we were homeless because we were constantly on edge. We were constantly, you know, looking over our shoulder.
And as Alison Aldred from Good Shepherd Cork points out, it is not enough just to provide accommodation. Support services are also vital.
Yeah, I think the important thing is the balance between providing the beds, and there's no question we need more beds, both emergency and long term. But it's also about providing the supports for children and for women whilst they're in services like ours.
Back on the streets of Cork, as music fills the air, there is a festive feeling in the city, a sense of hope, shared for the first time in years by Emily and her children, now living independently and looking forward to Christmas.
I feel good. I feel very happy. I'm brutally happy that we are in our own home for Christmas and that it's just going to be wonderful. It's going to be delightful. Nothing is going to make it uncomfortable.
And that was the woman we've called Emily, ending that report from Adele House in Cork. And if you are someone who has been affected by the issues raised in that report, Women's Aid runs a 24-hour helpline, which is available on 1800 341 900, or you can go online to rte.ie/helplines.